Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am reviewing an event or a night out that I did at the Celine, and they were doing 2000s night. So I thought I was gonna go out tonight. I'm going out tonight and have a blast with my girls, and it was gonna be fabulous. Unfortunately, I guess it was a, if I think about it, it evened itself out for the pros and cons. As you know, I am the girl of cons first and then pros. So the cons, thinking about it, probably outweigh the pros. And what I noticed, because this is my first time going to Celine, and for me personally, it's not really a con because I've been to a lot of other clubs, bars that have a lot of people and your feet get stepped on a lot and pushed and stuff like that, especially if it's a very popular night. But yeah, if you're not into crowds and you're not into being pushed and your feet stepped on or possibly a drink thrown at you because someone accidentally bumped into you or trying to go through you, then don't go to Celine or like a smaller club like that. But my actual con would be the DJ. I don't think the DJ did a good job overall. I've listened to other DJs that have been in other clubs, bars, etc., etc., and specialty events and everything like that, and they did a better job than he did. What I did like, when he played, a lot of Latino artists. I love that, jamming to it, kind of jamming against a wall, because a lot of people were moving in and out, and it's like, yeah, I'm grooving to Shakira, I'm grooving to Pitbull, I'm grooving to Bad Bunny, etc., etc. Like, I'm grooving to Rihanna, I'm grooving to Britney Spears. I'm trying to get all the people that he played. And then it's like, oh yeah, I'm dancing normally, and then now I'm technically dancing on a wall, which is unfortunate. Also, for me, a big con is you guys know this about me, because I've said it before, and a big con for me is if at a point that I'm like, I don't want to stay until they kick me out, because then this makes me feel like one of those people that are not a night owl, that I've seen like TikToks and Instagram videos that of people go into a club, get a drink, finish the drink, okay, we're done, and then go home. That's not the kind of girl I am. I like to go out with my girls, get there whatever time we get there, 9, 10, 11, that's max. And then stay there until we get kicked out. And for me to be like just in there for like 30 minutes and I'm like, oh, okay, we have to be here at least until like midnight for me to be like, okay, then it's bad. Again, I haven't had a lot of experiences that I had to do that. I had a couple of, for example, when I did the Howl at the Moon review, I said I had to set a like time that, okay, I have to stay until this time. I have to do it. And I had to deal with that. And again, like, I had an incredible bartender. She did a fantastic job. Great job. She did phenomenal. It was just the DJ. Didn't really... He did some transitions well and good that, like, it was like, oh, really cool transition to the song. Others did not. And I'm not... He didn't... I'm trying to say, I love the addition to Bad Bunny. Love that. I love the whole Latino piece that he did. Again, groove to it. The only issue I had was that I was expecting, and this is not me saying no. I'm saying no to him adding Bad Bunny. Yes, I'm happy he added Bad Bunny. I was expecting more 2000 hits and then some newer hits as well, but everything like pop, rock, all the other genres, and from him all I got was rap, and then like rap from the 2000s, rap from like the 90s. Again, it's fine that he put things from now and then back then. I'm fine with that. But my thing was the DJ, I didn't get his DJ name. I dated it hence on that, or like remember it when he said it, and usually they say it at the end anyway. And I didn't stay to the end, so I didn't get it. But he focused his whole playlist, I would say like 80%. That's me being very nice and lenient to like 2000s. Rap, and then I got, I would say like 10, because he did like a whole I don't know 5 minutes, I think, of Latino music, which I love. Like, we got Pitbull, like I said, we got Shakira, we had Daddy Yankee, we had Bad Bunny, Gasolina was played. Una Gasolina was played. Great, great song. And then he did, like I said, Rihanna, Britney. Another, like, which is another 10%. But the majority of his playlist was, I wouldn't say R&B and hip hop. I would just say hip hop and rap was the majority, which for me, I'm not a hip hop rap girly, which is why I was like, I want to go. I thought it was going to be a mixture of everything. And if it's a mixture of everything, then I'm like, okay, I could come in and out and here and there. Like, I'm okay with, okay, I'm standing still. Still, like, and anyway, I couldn't even like dance proper. Okay, I can't dance, but I couldn't like sway my like hips a little bit because of how squishy it was anyway. And also, I do this, which again shows you that I am not enjoying myself, and that is like texting other people and talking to people and not being present. That also means that I'm not having a good time, because I'm like, what is other people doing? Jess, what's up? Da da da. Like, how was your week? Like, that means I'm not having a good time. Like, I should be like, yeah, we having little bits of conversation, but not long conversations. But like, the people I met there were very nice. Like I said, the bartender that I had, she was amazing. The drinks were amazing. Overall, I would be saying to you guys is, if you go to Selena or any smaller club like that, yeah, the bartenders, the staff, the guests, they're very, very nice. They had a full bar, which is good. I know a lot of small venues, they don't have, they A, don't have specialty drinks. Celine didn't have any specialty drinks. And B, they don't have full bars. They have like a little simple, like they could do maybe like a gin and tonic or like something very not complicated, but the bartender that I had, she's like, yeah, we could do sex on the beach, anything like that. We have a full bar, which is great. I remember when I went to the Ali and AJ concert, it was a very, very, it was called Stage 56, I believe. I would have to look. And pretty much, they were like, no, we're like basic. Like basic, basic. Like imagine when you first started to drink. Like that basic, when you're like, oh, vodka and something else, or tequila and something else, or like I forget what they're White Claw, thank you, my brain just told me, White Claw, like something like very, very simple, like something in an orange, like a something very simple, liquor, and then like orange juice or something, and I'm like, oh, okay. So, but there's, I guess, like a step up from that. Overall, I feel like I've been to a Club 90, pardon me, Club 90, and they did a 2000s night, and I was having a blast. They did every genre, and when I experience great DJs, I go to another event that is doing something like a 2000 night or this or that, I put it up to that level. And if they don't match it, I'm like, I'm not going to this again. And again, it has nothing to do with the venue. Because I've seen, like, for example, when I said, Club 90 did a 2000 night, they were in the House of Blues. I've seen, I believe it was them doing either Five Sauce night or, that new movie that on Netflix about the hockey players, that in like a smaller venue, like the Celine and stuff like that, and it's a bop, like it's a lit night, everything's fantastic, and because the DJ is fantastic. But like I said, when the DJ isn't great, for me it tones it down. Even if I'm like with friends, I want to leave. I'm like, okay, it was lovely seeing you ladies, I'll see you guys another time. And then I feel bad because I'm like inviting these people to come with me, and then we all are having a terrible time. So overall, like for me, will I do 2000s night? I think this group is called It's 2000s Party, like, or night, or something. Like the name of the organization. It's called, it's a 2000s party. I would not go to any of their things again, but I believe they only do 2000s parties. They don't do anything else. I would not do them again. Again, I understand they have different DJs, and this was a DJ here, and his DJ style is different than other people. But again, a lot, the first taste wasn't great, and I'm not spending my hard on cash that I worked really hard on an event that I'm not staying the whole time. And what I mean by that is, even if I come in late, like say I come at 10:30, I want to be there until they kick us out. And if I'm not there until they kick us out, then I'm not gonna come to your event again. Because what's the point? I'm not having fun. Like, I'm not having fun, and again, I'm not going to waste my hard on cash, especially when things are very expensive on an event that isn't that great. So that's all I have for you guys today about it's a 2000s party. Overall, I wouldn't, if they're coming near you and you haven't had got a ticket to go to one of the events, don't. I don't think it's worth it. I remember when I saw they were coming before and I missed it. I was like, oh dang it, I missed it. Let me go to it next time. And now that I'm able to go to it and was able to see how it was in general, it isn't worth it. And plus, also, getting to the Celine just a little bit, it's a little bit tricky. Like, how the GPS got me to Celine, it got me to the back entrance, and then to go around the corner. It's kind of awkward and weird, and again, your girl's not good at directions, so I had to ask a lot of people. And then I had to, like, oh, I know where this is to get back to my car. Thankfully, I got to my car without GPS. I don't know how I did it. I guess I saw, oh, this street. I know this street. It was the street next to where I parked in the parking garage. So I did that. I was like, oh. So, anyway, I hope you guys have a great night. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.